CBS Atlanta's Renee Starzyk tracked down the man who invented those hot lanes, and she's live now with tough questions in her exclusive interview. Renee.
A very interesting conversation, Jaquetta. We wanted to know why people continue to avoid the hot lanes here along I-85. The state lowered the toll right after they opened, and on most days they do save some time. So why are people still so upset? We took our tough questions to the man behind the hot lanes. How surprised are you by the anger that these hot lanes have created just in the first few weeks?
The anger is what really surprised me. I have never seen that before.
Bob Poole is baffled. The brains behind the hot lane concept says toll roads do take time to catch on, but he's never seen the controversy like they've sparked here in Atlanta.
It's almost like I'm not going to use it. I mean, it's $1.50 and I'm going to be late, but I'm not going to. I mean, that's what it seems like. People are taking that kind of an approach, but I don't even understand why.
I was really shocked by how few used it. Then again, the price was a shock to a lot of people. It was higher than it should have been.
Poole says Georgia set the toll too high from the get-go, turning off drivers. Many other cities gave commuters a free or low-priced ride in the first weeks their hot lanes opened.
People I work with, I mean, it takes them longer now to get home than it did before, so obviously, there's something flawed with the way that it's designed.
Did Georgia transportation leaders make mistakes along the way?
Well, it's always easy in hindsight, you know, to say if something went wrong, it probably could have been done better.
Poole says the state should have offered better education before the hot lanes opened. The founder of the toll lane says transportation leaders need to continue tweaking the project and commuters need to test out the toll lanes. He's convinced if they've worked in other cities, they can work here in Atlanta.
Commuters, give those guys a break, give it a try, and see now that it's starting to shake out into a normal operating situation, is there good value there for the money?
And the state is tweaking things. It plans to add another access point along the hot lanes and is still waiting to hear from the federal government on whether two-person carpools can use the lanes for free. Once again, state lawmakers are holding a town hall meeting tonight so you can speak out. We will have more from the hot lane inventor coming up tonight at 6. We are live along I-85. Renee Starzyk, CBS Atlanta News.
On Facebook today, we're asking, do you think the town hall meeting tonight will make a difference?
Floyd says, most of us cannot afford to pay the additional pass fees, even if we are carpooling, and the HOV lanes have now been converted to express lanes for the wealthy.
Joe says no, but I'd like to see things change back to HOV access with only two people. It worked fine, so why change a good thing? To leave a comment or read the others, go to CBSAtlanta.com, scroll down to social tools, and click on Facebook.